My name is Dawn Willis. My husband and I found Cross Point Church in April of 2006. Within a couple of services, I felt this tugging at my heart like I've never experienced before. I knew this was the start of something, I just didn't know what yet. During the summer of 2007, I felt I was finally ready to commit myself to God and surrender my life to Him. It was then that the phone call came. Late August 2007, I received a call from my 29-year-old son, Eric, my only child. He said he had severe headaches, nausea, vomiting, and was confused. He was living in Nevada at the time. Being a nurse practitioner has been a blessing for me, but hearing his voice and his symptoms made my knowledge and vocation more of a curse. I immediately booked a flight and notified work of my absence. My husband, Randy, had to stay home to work and keep our affairs in order, while many weeks between late August and late November 2007, I was out of town with my son, trying to help him find out what was wrong. My son, however, was not necessarily happy to have me around, and especially this much. There were leftover issues and ill feelings from being raised in a divorced family. During this time, Eric and I were in many different hospitals and in two different states. I was there with him not only as a mother, but trying to get him good medical care, an accurate diagnosis, and appropriate treatment. As a medical provider, I knew too much. I knew the pain that he was enduring and would endure with the testing procedures and surgeries he would end up going through. As a mother, it was extremely hard to watch. I was filled with anxiety and fear of both the unknown and the known. I spent up to 22 hours a day at Eric's bedside, and in those hours alone in the hotel room, I begged, pleaded, cried, and yelled at a God I was just becoming to know. I wanted to know why. Why now? Now, when I was finally walking toward him, committing my life to learning his word and trying to live the life he wanted for his children. Why was he testing my faith so early on? Even though I questioned God, I did not turn away. I asked him for strength. I did not realize I could ask him to take my anxiety and fears. When Eric and I each returned home in late November, he had still no concrete diagnosis. He was left with some physical impairment, but with a shunt placed in his spine, he was able to be relieved of his severe headaches. I had so much guilt that even as a provider, I could not get my own son diagnosed. My relationship with Eric continued to be stressed. He was angry. He was struggling to get back his life and physical health as it had been. I felt hurt that even now, in trying so hard to care for him, that there was still resentment between us. Yet, somehow, I continued to feel drawn toward trusting God and his goodness. And as a statement of that trust, I was baptized that fall. In late May of 2008, I received a phone call I always knew would come. Eric's scans had shown extensive tumor in the spine and brain. He was worse, not better. I returned to Nevada and brought my son to North Carolina so that he could go to Duke for evaluation and treatment. Eric developed massive seizures within 4 days of coming here to North Carolina. If Eric would have had those seizures in Nevada, he would have either not survived or would have had no quality of life. God was in this too. It was at Duke that the diagnosis of cancer was finally made. The prognosis was poor, and we were told that in their experience, Eric would live anywhere between 6 weeks and 13 months. We finally had answers, but those answers broke my heart. Eric started intense treatment at Duke and lived with Randy and I for the next 5 months. It was a trying time for all. Having my grown son fight for his life, comfort, independence, and my husband and I being newly married and juggling it all. I prayed for a cure for my son, for him to develop a closer relationship with God, for healing between us, and for strength in my marriage. In a way, I prayed that a blessing would come out of all of this difficulty, the kind of blessing you can't obtain when things are easy, the kind that can only come from enduring extreme hardship and relentless trust. It has not been an easy road over the past 3+ years. As Eric's disease has progressed, I find myself not just giving up my fear and anxieties to God daily, but multiple times a day. It takes daily, sometimes hourly, trust in God to be there and guide me through all of this with no happy ever after in sight. Eric is now a paraplegic with stage 4 brain and spinal cancer. He continues to be strong in mind and live independently in our hometown of Buffalo, New York, with some help with friends and family there. My son has unbelievable strength and courage, and he expects the same from those around him, especially his mom. I am proud of him, but more than that, I truly feel that God has given me a miracle. I still have my son 29 months after diagnosis, during which God gave us the blessing of time to repair our relationship. Eric and I share a true closeness that we haven't had since he was a young child. I could not have been this strong without God, without my patient, loving, understanding husband, without Crosspoint Life Group, dear friends, and of course, many prayers. I don't have much figured out, and I don't know how this particular part of my story or my son's story is going to turn out, but what I do know deep in my heart is, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death and difficulty, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff reassure me.